Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I need to tell you about one of the great companies that's keeping my show free. Crazy Girl is an amazing product line that, well, makes you want to get naked. Crazy Girl's Wannabe Naked Intimate Shave Cream, also known as their infamous Coochie Cream, will make you crazy happy because it prevents ingrown hairs and shave bumps. It's especially good for all those tender places. If you want to get the Wannabe Naked Intimate Shave Cream or any of the other amazing products at crazygirlproducts.com, like their orgasm gel and diva dust, use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything. That makes the shave cream only $13. Do you know how expensive a wax is? That's coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything at crazygirlproducts.com. Or you can visit sexwithemily.com and get all the info you need there. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the show. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I no longer have the Friends with Benefits program. My podcast is completely free so that you can always enjoy Sex with Emily. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can now listen live every single day to the podcast, Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 Pacific Standard Time, which we love that. If you become a Friends with Benefits member, you get so many benefits. You get to listen to the shows on demand. If you miss the 1 to 2 live show, you can watch it. You can listen to it. We answer your emails right away, and we're going to be doing weekly webinars and chats, and you're going to have Sex with Emily all the time.
Really?
So we appreciate people becoming.
It's worth the $5 a month.
It is worth $5. $5 for
$4.95.
$4.95 a month, 15 cents a day for better sex. I don't know what's more important. What is the most important thing? Sex. Because if you're not having a good sex life, you're not happy in your relationship, a lot of times you can draw that right back to sex. You can tie it back to sex. If your relationship's suffering right now, look at your sex life.
Of course. Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. We missed you yesterday.
I'm sorry. I had to take off. I had to do a last-minute interview with Pia from American Idol.
What so all you... We just trashed you the whole time.
Cool.
Just kidding.
For all you American Idol fans, I had to leave to go interview Pia. I know you don't know who that is because you don't watch TV.
Right.
But I love when I come back after one day and every single piece of equipment, computer program, is changed. Like, I don't... Like, a Tasmanian devil just comes in and just...
That's why you should be here. We don't know how to do it.
Yeah, that's
oh,
cool.
You
let a man
this.
Handle
Look
it.
Look this. This is fuzzy. These were fuzzy handcuffs yesterday.
Fuzzy handcuffs.
This is feathers from fuzzy handcuffs. We did Tie Me Up Tuesday. That's what you missed.
Oh, darn it.
I got tied up.
Oh, you
I got
did?
Tied up by Michelle, one of my interns, tied me up, and it was hot.
What I really wanted to hear was the recap, and I'm sorry if you already talked about this
yesterday. No, we're going to get into it now.
Oh, we are? Cool.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to now.
Yeah, I want to hear about it.
The porn, you mean the porn and pizza party?
The porn and pizza party, yeah.
It was so fun. I have to say it was like a highlight of our whole experience together, all my interns. They had the best time. We had the best time. It was Michelle, Kelsey, and Aaron, and we got pizza.
Yeah.
And then we sat around like watching porn and we watched Fire TV, which is FIRE TV. It is the coolest porn placed and way to watch porn. And I have this set top box they gave me, but you can watch on your iPad, your iPhone, your whatever. But you can just buy some minutes. But anyway, we have full movies access. And we were all just kind of sitting on the couch eating pizza, trying to figure out. And we was like, it was kind of like four women like watching a sport match, but it was actually porn. And we sat there. We're like, oh my God, did she do that? Is that happening? Which is really funny. We actually shot a video of it. So that's going to be posted this week.
Okay. I want to break down a couple things.
Okay.
Number one, the most important thing to me is what kind of pizza did you order?
Haystack pizza in San Francisco.
No, what type? Like pepperoni, sausage, combination?
Half veggie, half cheese.
Okay, that's kind of lame.
All right. We wanted you there.
Second, I know I got a text message, but I'll tell you later.
Okay.
And then you got, what were you wearing?
What were we all wearing?
Were you guys all in pajamas? Were you just in lingerie?
That's a great idea. Well, I did change several times because...
Several times?
Funny you should ask what we were wearing because... It got kind of out of – I have to say we went through four bottles of wine and a bottle of champagne.
Oh, that's surprising.
So anyway, we were doing that. And at one point, two of the girls were naked in my bedroom trying on my clothes.
Okay.
So, Kelsey was trying on one of my really pretty green – this beautiful green gown I have. And then Michelle was trying on some of my shoes and boots. And so we kind of got away from porn for a while. So we were changing outfits and trying on different things. But mostly we were just sitting around in our clothes. Like, you know, I was wearing tank top and my usual outfit that I wear every day. But then we were trying on clothes.
How many of your sex toys did you bring out?
A lot of them. I was throwing anal beads around. I'm like, here, guys, here's some anal beads. And it was so funny because I was cleaning up. My house is trash, by the way. I have not. We went through every single wine glass, every single plate. Like, I've just got to clean it up. But at one point, I was just like throwing anal beads around because I have all these anal sex toys. And I think it was Aaron, one of the interns, who was taking notes on the pizza box. She's like, anal beads on the floor. So, like, we'd remember all the funny things that were happening because there were very funny things that were happening.
Yeah.
And then one of the things was we had a contest. So we did it like it was kind of like a drinking game contest, but it was more about, we did a contest where the cum shot was going to be. We all had to pick. Have you ever done that before?
That's classy. This is because you're watching a porn.
We're watching a porn and we're like, okay, well, we fast forwarded it to we're like, where do you think it's going to be? And one person voted, it's going to be on her face. One person voted on her breasts. Another person voted very specifically, not in her mouth, but outside her mouth, dripping down her face.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember what the other one was. On her back. On her back.
So, but it's always the face. Like, who wouldn't go with the face?
Exactly. Erin won. She won the contest.
Be
but
good,
it was hilarious.
Erin. Good job.
Good job. She's smart. She's good like that. But then it was interesting because, you know, I've not watched that much porn. And now I have more porn. Like, I could watch porn every day for the rest of my life and not run out of porn to watch now since I have, like, 20, 30,000 titles. But it was interesting because then Erin, one of the interns, her boyfriend came later.
Yeah.
When it was already mayhem and we were getting naked in the bedroom. But they sat and they watched porn for a while, like an hour or two while we were in the other room because it was a long night. And she was just telling me that it was a really interesting thing for them because they'd never watched porn together and that it really opened up dialogue for them, which I think porn can do when you're watching it together. It doesn't have to be like, let's watch porn and get naked, but it was like, oh, like this is – because the thing about Fire TV is that you can scroll through different topics – you know, of porn to watch. I want to watch threesomes. I want to watch girl on girl. I want to watch facial scenes. I want to watch big breasted women, you know, hundreds of categories. And so they, I think, were learning about each other by like, I like that. I don't like that. And then afterwards they continued the conversation. So I think porn could be a very interesting vehicle for yet another vehicle for people to communicate in relationships.
I knew you guys were having fun because I checked my text messages the next day.
Right, I knew you were sleeping.
And, you know, it was like 10:30 at night. And they're like, oh, we all want to hang out with you. And
we were all talking about you.
Yeah, that's cool. But
Can we party with you? Can we do that another time?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't know if it'll be a wild sex romps, but, you know, I definitely know how to throw a good time and make sure everyone's entertained. So, I had a couple ideas, the stuff we can go do.
Okay, good.
Like, together, as a unit.
I love doing unit together things. But I thought it was a great bonding experience, and I love my new porn box, and it was just cool, and they liked it too, and it opened dialogue, it helped Saren with her relationship. And again, that's just a good thing, because I think a lot of women are intimidated by porn, and men and women don't really talk about porn. You know, it's kind of a men's, their own private thing that they do. Oftentimes, stereotypically, men's their own thing. But it's a really great way for couples to learn about each other. So I think I liked it.
It was a fun experience. You guys going to do it again, of course, right?
Sure. We're going to do it like tomorrow.
Do it like on what day of the week was that?
Like 2 days ago, Monday.
Yeah, on a Monday? Like, you guys got to at least do that on the weekend.
I know. But it was when we're all working on the same days. So we just had to do it. But okay. We'll do it on Friday night, too, next time.
That's cool.
What are you doing? I feel like it's the weekend, but it's not. It's Wednesday.
No, it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. I have a funny story. Because I wanted to share it yesterday, but I couldn't be here yesterday. So, you know, there's medicine that's legal here in this state.
Yes.
And I almost died the other day.
Okay.
You almost lost me. What would you do if I wasn't here?
I can't even go there. We can't work the volume.
You would be totally screwed.
Right.
And so I really got into this app that my friend told me about.
Okay.
It's called 100 Push-Ups. It's like, you know, it's an app to get yourself in shape.
Right.
He swears by it.
I've heard about
this. Not a sponsor or whatever. So I thought I would try it out. And you know that I go by set schedules. Like, I do not go off schedule. So I said, okay, I'm going to start on this day. Well, I took my medicine, and then I forgot, like, oh, man, I got to do the 100 push-ups
thing. Right, right.
So I go, okay, I'm going to do the 100 push-ups. So I started doing the 100 push-ups, and then when I got up from doing the 100 push-ups, I thought I was having a heart attack. Like, I started going crazy. Like, my chest, like, I felt like a sharp pain.
You take your medicine after
I thought there was, like my heart was seriously going to explode.
Oh my God, what'd you do?
I was contemplating if I should go to the hospital.
Oh my God, when was this?
This was on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where'd you get the medicine from?
I don't know. from my physician.
Your source?
Yeah. And
oh my God.
I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, I hear you, honey.
So I went to bed super early. It just to like, because I knew I was like not, it was just all in my head.
Right. It is all in your head.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to go to sleep.
Okay. We should do before and after pictures of your 100 push-ups. How many days are you going to do it for?
I don't know how long
did
the
you do
program
them today
is.
Yet?
My friend did it, not today. I do it in the evening. But my friend did it for 3 months and he lost 25 pounds.
Just doing push-ups?
Doing push-ups.
There's got to be more to it than push-ups.
He said, just follow the program on there. And I go, okay.
I don't have an iPhone.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could do it for my...
I wonder if they have it on the Android market. But I suggest, you know, because we always talk about people that want to get in shape.
Yeah. And if you're healthier, the better shape you're in, the more better sex you're going to have.
Yeah.
If you're unhealthy, this was one of our news stories the other day. A study came out. I mean, it's kind of obvious. Mm-hmm. But if you don't take care of yourself...
Yeah.
And if you take too much medicine...
Yeah. And I know this, you know, a lot of people are busy. They can't go to the gym every day. I'm busy. I wish I could go to the gym every day.
I know.
I can't.
You are busy. You work late at night, too, sometimes,
so,
right?
Yeah. So this is a $2 app. Again, they're not a sponsor of mine. Somebody just told me about it. And you can just do it at your house.
Right. And it's like my app is a workout app, too.
Yeah.
It's
but on your camp. Vagina, right?
Yeah. Or your penis. It's for men,
too.
Oh,
yeah.
You forget that men can do Kegel exercises as well.
I'm sorry. We're always celebrating women so much on here that I forget.
I know.
It's about pleasing the
man
sometimes.
It is about pleasing. Sometimes it is about pleasing the man, but it is about pleasing the woman because men are easier to please. That's why we spend a lot of time talking about women because women are more complicated, as you know. And we have lots of different – like today, for example, we're going to be talking about men and women. We're going to be talking about teasing and why it's important to tease – and why teasing is integral to really good sex.
Okay.
And how we're gonna get into that later, though.
All right. What do you got now?
Well, I got what do I got now?
Yeah.
Well, what I got now is I'm gonna also be reading emails about the best massage oils, how to talk to someone if you want to date them exclusively, and erectile dysfunction. And like I said, we'll also be talking about the sexiest way to tease and to be teased. Teasing is not something you should brush off because it is women. There have been studies that came out that the number one thing women want is to be teased. So this is a show that you are going to want to listen to, the whole thing. And we'll have emails. We've got some sex in the news.
What's in the news?
What's in the news? You want to know?
Yes.
Okay. You'll like this because you like Mila Kunis, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been tweeting for the past couple days as a joke. I say, good evening, everybody. My name is Mila.
Oh, really?
Kunis. Yeah.
Why?
Just to be funny. Just to, like, confuse people. Like, why is he saying
that? Why is he saying that? Well, do you know that this whole thing that's been happening, that the Sergeant Scott Moore, a U.S. Marine stationed in Afghanistan, posted a video on YouTube asking her to go to the sergeant's ball or something when he got back? Did you hear about this?
I did.
So, and she apparently agreed, and now she's backtracking on it because she's got two movies she's shooting and she can't make it. But this officer was so happy. It was like his dream. Like, he's serving in Afghanistan, and Mila was going to step up and do it for our country and support a soldier. Mm-hmm. And now there's, like, all this back and forth about that she's not going to do it. And he said they have a Q&A with him. His name is Scott, Sergeant Scott Moore. He said, when you posted this video, the question is, when did you ever think you'd really go on a date with Mila? And he says, I always thought I had a chance, but and sometimes that's all you need. The Marines I work with do their best to spread it around. Why did you post the video? He's like, I want to take her to the Marine Corps ball. And so how do you feel now that you've made it happen? He said he's in disbelief. But now she's saying that she's not going to go. So who knows what's going to happen.
Oh, that sucks.
I like YouTube. YouTube can – so many things can happen on YouTube.
Yeah, she said she was going to go. I believe that if she really could go, she would go.
I think she would too. Because she seems like a nice woman.
No, every person that I know that's had contact with her say that she is totally sweet and awesome and all that stuff. And I heard just this morning – I don't know when you got this information that she is going.
I just heard
I heard about it, it was about 7 a.m. this morning. They said that she was.
Well, there's been a lot of back and forth.
I believe that she will be going.
I hope so.
I'm going to put some money on it. You want to make a bet that she'll go?
Yeah, let's make some money. Yeah, I don't think she's going.
You don't think she's going?
She's got two movies that she's shooting.
We'll do a $20 bet.
$20 bet.
$20 bet.
Done and done.
Okay.
Okay, but we could bet other things too, like sex toys. I got this really cool sex toy that I want you to check out.
What is it?
You probably won't. It's a we just got it sent to us, and it's by this company in Japan, and it's called Tenga, and they say that they are revolutionizing the way that men masturbate. You're not going to like this, but it's like a super high-tech cool thing that you put around your penis. It closes around your penis. And it's sucked and it like makes this suck, like, but inside of it is all rubbery and has a bunch of and then you can add lube to it. There's a place that you add lube.
All right.
So it's all rubbery and slippery, and then it goes around your penis, and then it creates, there's these buttons that once you close it around your penis, kind of like a casket. Like around your penis though, and inside is filled with rubber. And then you then there's these buttons that you push that make the vacuum sealed, like vacuum suction.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you move it and you masturbate. And
is it battery operated or you have to plug it in?
Nope. It's no batteries.
So you tighten it?
Yeah, you just tighten it by you release the air by pressing the buttons.
Oh,
and
it's
air
sucks operated.
Your penis, and then it looks hot kinda.
It looks hot?
I mean, it seems like if I was a guy, like, it made me want a penis. And, like, in that moment when I was playing with it yesterday, I was like, I kinda want a dick just to do this.
If it didn't have I don't know. It should have a USB cord. Then I'd be
interested. At first, I thought it was. At first, it looked like that thing that we found with the USB cord. I'm like, oh my God, they just sent me this thing, but it's not that. But I was like, Menace needs to try this stuff.
That makes me really scared.
And you can win it. If we lose this contest, you have to try. That's what it is. You have to try this.
What?
Masturbator.
Okay, then when do you have to try?
I don't know. You pick something.
I'm going to have to think about what you're going to have to pick.
Okay.
I'll think about it. I'll think.
You need to masturbate with a machine. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And then by the end of the show, I'll come up with something.
When is this ball? I want it to happen soon. What?
And what other news? Do you have any other news stories?
I do. But did you have anything else? What?
No, I don't want to spoil one news story. Is it about a woman going crazy?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, then good. I'm not giving it away.
I don't think so. Go ahead.
The sex toy that you just described, it really gets me scared because I don't know if you heard about, I believe it was in Southern California, where this chick, she pulled another Lorena Bobbitt.
She cut off her husband's penis?
Cut off because he got a divorce from her about a year ago. He was living on his own, and I guess somehow she got into his place and cut off his penis.
No way. How did we miss this? Okay, when did it happen?
It just happened a few days ago.
Wow.
She cut off her penis, and unlike the Lorena Bobbitt story, Lorena Bobbitt, if you can remember, cut off her husband's penis, got in a car, and then threw it out the window.
In the woods, yeah.
Right?
Right.
But the police were able to find it and reattached it.
I know.
Amazing,
right? That was
amazing. And he went off to do porn.
Right.
Like they all do, right?
That is a good encapsulation of that story.
So how awesome is that? But no. Because that was just...
That was like in the 90s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. But that was just a guide for this crazy woman who just cut off her husband's penis. You know why? Because she must have heard that story and said, oh, they were able to put it back on.
So what'd she do?
Oh, you know what she does? She took his penis and put it down a garbage disposal.
Oh!
And turned on the garbage disposal.
Oh, my God. That is just...
Why is our intern laughing? That is not cool. That is not cool.
That is so not cool. That is just like...
That is not cool.
Because he divorced her a year ago? So yeah. Why is she so upset now? You think that would happen...
Because she's a crazy woman.
Oh,
women
my
are crazy.
God. He put his penis... That's so sad.
Yeah.
Poor little
There's
guy.
There's no chance that he'll have...
He can probably get a prosthetic penis.
Come on.
But it won't
That's
be the same.
Cool.
Oh, God, that hurts. I don't even have a penis. Jeez, I can feel it, though. Oh.
In the garbage disposal.
That is the worst. That is the worst.
That is not good.
And then, like, where, like, I don't understand if she, like, did she cut it and then run to the kitchen and go,
yeah. Yeah. Somehow she.
Was he sleeping or something?
Yeah, somehow she was able to tie him up, like, really quickly so he couldn't move from the bed. And then cut off his penis and threw it down the garbage disposal. So he had, like, no chance. He was
oh, my
done.
God. I don't believe this. Cut.
You don't believe it? What are you talking about?
I believe
about?
It, but I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyways,
that's crazy.
That's my sex in the news, everybody.
That's actually better than any of my sex in the news. I don't even know what to say now. Yeah, Zappos is now selling clothes that right, uses good. Nude models to prove what?
No, it's the same.
Zappos now sells clothes and uses nude models to prove it.
No way.
Yes, they're using nude models to prove their clothes. Their latest move is naked models. Their naughty bits are covered with bars, and the models aren't the super tall, wafer thin kind. To bring the message a more realistic, matter-of-fact visual tone, you're naked, you need clothes. They created the campaign, Zappos has a quirky culture. Doing something typical is not them. So they're doing this like thing with like weird with models that are naked, but they have bars covering their parts and showing that they're
I don't
naked
believe it. Zappos is two floors beneath us, the San Francisco office.
San Francisco office, I know.
We should ask them, is this true?
Yeah, it is true. It's been in the news. The New York Times reports, so they're not lying.
Okay.
But that's interesting. I love just creative advertising.
That's definitely going to make people go to the website to check it
definitely.
Out.
Definitely. You know? So now they should give us – they should be a sponsor. Okay, so ex-Arquette mistress, a Valentine's sex tape release. Jasmine Waltz, best known as David Arquette's rebound chick, is now the star of a sex tape. Shock. That's about to hit the internet. A tape she claims was a Valentine for an unnamed boyfriend. The video of Jasmine and the mystery dude is being released through RealJasmine.com and features some X-rated play with conversation heart candles. She claims she had no idea the video was going wide, and this is her quote, which I do not believe. I'm absolutely shocked that the public is now going to see what I made with my boyfriend on Valentine's Day. I don't believe her.
Wait, so she's not having sex with anybody, right?
No, but she made a video with her boyfriend. Yeah, it is a sex
tape. But she's not even famous. She just...
She wants to get famous.
She just hung out with David Arquette.
For
My
five
friend
minutes.
Was hanging out with David Arquette like 2 weeks ago.
I know, big friggin' deal. But she's been linked to Ryan Seacrest, Chris Pine, Jesse McCartney, and Sean Stewart. She won't say who the lucky guy is in the video and admits, I'm not even famous, which blows my mind even more. I'm just a girl in Hollywood. But she's releasing her own video.
She's a groupie whore.
People, why do they just like, oh, I'm going to get famous and release a sex tape? And though I say that now, and one day, who knows? I might get desperate and release a sex tape. Just kidding, I won't.
Is she kind of decent looking or what?
Yeah, she was. She kind of looked like Megan Fox. I took the picture out, but there was a picture of her. Didn't she look like Megan Fox? She looked
hot. A little
bit? Yeah, she looked hot. If you think Megan Fox is attractive.
I do, but the... Every time I see Megan Fox, I see those thumbs that everyone always points
what
out
thumbs?
All the time.
Megan Fox has bad thumbs?
She has thumbs that look like toes. She has thumb toes.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Like, seriously. So you know, here is what people call the perfect woman, which I heard.
She's had a lot of plastic surgery, so she looks a little fake to me.
I see, every time I compliment you, goddamn women, every time.
Men,
let me point this out, what just happened, everybody. Men, test this out. Try to compliment any woman, like some famous woman, on their looks. The woman that you're with will tear down that woman in some kind of way. Just throw it out there. Test it out. Feel
tested.
We are
a news show. We're providing news and analysis.
I'm analyzing. I was just saying that, you know,
analyzing.
She's decent.
She's attractive.
She's attractive. And you're like, oh, but she got work done.
I wouldn't
That just proves
it.
My point every single time. But okay. To move on,
I won't kick her out of bed for her thumbs.
I really don't find her too attractive because her personality really sucks.
Oh, it does? Okay. Yeah. I've never heard her talk. Okay, man doesn't write song about his girlfriend and then he attacks her.
What?
Okay, there's a man. He's a Pennsylvania songwriter, Jason Banks. He sounds like a horrible boyfriend. Not only is he violent, but he won't even write songs about his girlfriend. Banks was arrested 2 weeks ago and charged with assault over claims that he choked and hit his girlfriend. Why? Apparently, she pointed out to him that he'd never written a song about her, despite having written songs about other women. Banks is now waiting trial, should give him plenty of time to work on his songwriting. So basically, this woman is with this guy. She's upset because he's never written a song about her, and then he attacks her. I don't know.
That sounds like a guy that's on steroids, really. That's somebody that.
Just to attack.
That just will snap just like that over not making a song
it's just
about
her. It's a bizarre
her.
Story.
Yeah, but that's somebody that's definitely on drugs.
But
that
your
is not
your, yeah, maybe. That's, maybe.
That's
who sane. Would attack a woman anyway? People do it all the time.
An idiot.
But I think that's interesting. If I was dating a musician, I'd want him to write a song about me, though. And if he kept coming out with like all these ballads for other chicks, I'd be upset. But I wouldn't expect him to attack me. Okay, this is about Hitler.
Oh, sexy.
Yeah. Right. But it is Hitler and sex. You can tie sex to everything.
Yeah, of course.
Hitler tried to create a sex doll super race.
Sex doll super race.
Like a super race of sex doll, like how he was creating. I'll explain this to you. So in 1940, Hitler approved the development of sex dolls on the Nazi-occupied island of Jersey, okay? So he was rumored – Hitler knew how devastating syphilis could be, so he was rumored to be suffering from many of the late-stage symptoms, including partial insanity. STDs were a real wartime concern then. So he approved the development of sex dolls. Originally, the developers asked a Hungarian actress to be the model – but she declined. Instead, the blonde hair and blue-eyed dolls were given bland features so soldiers could impose their own fantasies. This is like 1940s. Himmler was so taken by the prototypes that he ordered 50 for his own troops. However, the widespread availability of penicillin in the order in the early 40s, as well as the embarrassment of many soldiers feared if captured with the dolls led Nazis to halt production of the sex doll super race. It was like a super race. Like he was creating hundreds of dolls for soldiers mm-hmm. in wartime to have sex.
So where would dolls. You take your doll is what I want to know. If you're in the barracks, they're really small.
I know they're really small. I don't understand so, when you go, when you do that.
So you just pick.
You could pack them?
Yeah.
You make that there were small dolls.
Oh, okay. So you just like, hey, everybody, I got to leave. You know, I'm taking my doll.
Yeah. But Hitler, I mean.
They must have had like a sex doll room where like you maybe. Can just go have sex with your doll.
Maybe they in their breaks. I don't know. I thought they were fighting a war. Yeah. But, you know, hey.
What about I want my doll to look like other, you know, I want a special doll. I want
well,
mine to
he
look
was
different.
Saying that they made it very bland so people could impose their own fantasies on the doll.
They just so close their eyes.
Exactly. Yeah. Is that what they do? Is that what men do?
Yeah. Even you can have sex with anybody you want if you close your eyes.
I know. Tell me about it. Okay, so we can move into some emails today.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. Let's do that. All right. Oh, no. First is the poll.
Okay.
It's poll day.
All right.
Okay. This was our last poll, and these are the results that have come in. Drum roll, please. What do you like to do after sex? 4% said leave immediately. 9% said eat. 14% said go in for round two. 23% said fall asleep. And 50% said cuddle.
50% said cuddle?
Yes. And a study came out a few weeks ago that said men like to cuddle more than women. It was in the news and we covered it. The story. I don't understand either.
That's
I don't
men
think it's
that
true.
Are not getting laid that are
no, no,
that.
No, honey. You just don't get it. There are men who like to cuddle. And I'm going to find them.
I wish we could break down this poll to say
men and women.
Men and women.
I know we can't. We're trying to do that on the website, but because it is with sex okay. questions, you kind of want to know man or woman.
How many people said leave right after?
4%. You're in the 4%. You're in the 4% percentile. That's what you would have said, right? Or no, you said eat, or you said what?
I don't. I
you
just
said
say
fall asleep.
Eat. Fall asleep or leave.
Fall asleep or
would
leave
would be my top choices. What? Yeah. How many people said fall asleep?
23%. That was the next highest to 50% was cuddling. So cuddling was first, falling asleep was second, round two, three, eat four, five was leave immediately.
Okay.
But most people are cuddling, which makes me happy that there's peace in the world.
And you select cuddling.
Cuddling! That's the best part. Oh, I love it, cuddling. Okay, here's our new poll. What?
Nothing. I'm
cuddling
just making
is
fun
so,
of you.
It's so, yeah. That's why I have a dog. The dog cuddles with me every night.
I know.
New poll. This is what we just posted today.
All right.
How would you like to be teased? I already know your answer to this one. A, with a feather. B, with a sexy text. C, playing an erotic game, or D, I don't like to be teased?
Ding, 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 ding.
D.
D.
You haven't been teased properly.
And any man out there that says they'd like to be teased is a freaking liar, because they're a woman is asking them if they like to be teased. And, of course, they have a vagina and they're
going to
say, oh, yeah, I love being teased. But in the real
– they do.
When they're with their boys, they'll be like, oh, my God, it's so dumb.
But men like to be teased.
I'm just one man. Remember, it's just my
opinion.
Honey,
I know. You're just one man. Everyone, Menace is one man, and he does not speak for us.
I had some girl on Twitter say that I had it all figured out and she wanted to marry me.
From this show? She listened to this show and she wants to marry you? You guys would be perfect together then. Marry that girl.
Okay. She said I had it all figured out.
That's hilarious. No,
because
she didn't.
True.
Did you pay her to write that
tweet? I didn't pay her to write
Who,
it.
Do you know her?
She's from Canada. I don't know her.
You have it all figured out.
But I did retweet her because she was right. Okay. Moving on.
Dear Emily, I'm a great fan of your podcast. I've been listening for over a year. I've subscribed via iTunes, and I found your podcast while I was searching for sexuality. I was looking for educational podcasts to listen to while driving. My husband and I are 50 years old. We have been married for 25 years. Here's my question. We hear all too much about ED drugs, erectile dysfunction drugs, TV ads, magazine ads, etc. Also, all the comedy references in TV shows and movies. My husband has never tried any. He doesn't really have an ED problem yet. We hear about people using ED drugs to enhance their erection or for recreational use. So our question is, using an ED drug once my husband has an orgasm, then what can we expect after? Will he still have an erection for a long time, an hour? Normally he uses erection after 4 to 5 minutes. Thanks. Love the podcast from Donna.
Well, they say if your erection lasts up to 8 hours.
The commercials are like, and if your erection lasts for 8 hours, then consult a doctor. Yeah. But the thing is, when using injections, there's like injections in urethral suppository. Sometimes an erection will last after an orgasm. This is like another ED drug. Mm-hmm. However, this doesn't happen with Viagra. Usually, if there's no sexual stimulation, the erection subsides naturally. So after you have sex, your erection will go down. Viagra only works with natural stimulation and intimacy, so if you have no stimulation, you have no erection. So you won't take Viagra and get an erection. Now, you might, if you're not having intercourse but you want to masturbate maybe, I'm sure you could get an erection, but it's not supposed to – it's not like you have sex and you can – your erection will go down. But you can get your erection back up a lot quicker if you want to go for round two.
Yeah, ladies, if you notice that after your man I'm weird me saying climax, but when your man climaxes
–
he kind of like wants to rush out because it hurts.
What hurts?
Your penis hurts.
Right.
Immediately after.
Don't you not want a woman to touch your penis right after sex?
No. There's physical pain.
Right, 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 right. I remember like feeling or learning that and feeling like right after a man orgasms, you're just it's like hands off.
Yeah, get away.
Everything off, move, don't touch it. But isn't it sometimes night like little soft touches?
A nice little brush stroke.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then sometimes it men can keep on going too.
Right, right, right.
But most of the time it's painful and they need it like a couple minutes to relax for a minute. And then they can go back to, you know, holding it down.
Right.
As they say.
Exactly. Okay. Well, thanks, Donna, for that question. It's a good question. Okay. Emily. This is from a premium member, a Friends with Benefits member. Mm-hmm. We so appreciate premium members. Okay, have you ever been intimate with people outside of my race? If so, what was their ethnic background? This is from Leo in San Diego. Yes, I have.
Okay, that's a nice answer. Yeah, I
don't know outside my race. I mean, yes, let's just say I have and I have, but not – I don't feel comfortable saying what were their ethnic background, but let's just say there's been several.
Yeah.
Outside my ethnic background, which would be what, like Caucasian Jewish chick? I've dated many people outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mostly date outside my race.
Yeah. Like what?
I grew up around all Latin females, so I'm used to dating Latin females.
Right.
And I had Asian girlfriends. I've had white girlfriends. I had, you know, Spanish, you know,
right.
All kinds.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Okay. Good question, Leo. Hope that made your day.
All right.
I was wondering if you could recommend a good massage oil that doesn't taste like something rotten. I love to give my wife full body massages.
Massage oil?
But the good oils taste terrible when I kiss on her. We don't like the candy-flavored oils you see in most adult stores. They seem cheap and don't really taste good. Thanks for any suggestions. From Ross from Atlanta, Georgia. okay, Ross, here's the deal. Well, I love the
A1 flavor.
A1 flavor, exactly. But there's a few things. There's this Love Elixir lotion from Adam and Eve, and it not only smells and tastes great, but it's very long-lasting. It's called Love Elixir, and it's gotten great reviews. And if you go to adamandeve.com and you put in coupon code Emily at the checkout, you get 50% off most items, plus 3 adult DVDs, plus a free gift, plus free shipping. So you could check that out. I also love the candle by Jimmy Jane. I love those hot wax candles that you pour into the body. You light the candle and you drip, once the candle, you know, creates a pool of wax, you drip it over your body and you like rub it and massage all over your body. It feels so good. Those, and they smell amazing. So Jimmy Jane makes those. And then also for the Love Elixir lotion, let me just go back for that a minute. It's a warming lotion, so you can put it anywhere. The delight is in its sweet heat all night long. It's specially formulated to rub up when you rub or blow on it. So that's the Love Elixir lotion from Adam and Eve. And then there's the Jimmy Jane candle. That's what I have. That's what I recommend for massage oil. I really like those. And I love the candle thing because it's like you get the hot wax on your body and then you can massage it.
You've been promoting the candle for years.
I love the
candle. I've known you.
I love it. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's like a Ricky Martin video every time you bring it out.
I actually meant to bring it today.
Yeah.
I have 2 kids under 28 months, not having sex with wife because she is too tired, bored, hungry, headache, backache, etc., etc., etc. Found a girlfriend for benefits. I know it's wrong, but just need physical companionship. I love my wife and kids. Just not having sex is killing me. So what do you think? I've told her that I really need it. And not all the time, just 1 or 2 times a week. I don't think that's too much. Do you? Tim from White Plains, New York. Well, Tim, I don't think it's great that you found a girlfriend with benefits with your wife. You have 2 kids under 28 months. Your wife just birthed these amazing children for you. And women have a refractory period after they have children. I mean, they're stressed, their hormones change. They oftentimes don't want to have sex for, you know, months after. And that's just something as a husband that you have to, you know, you have to learn to deal with. And I wish that you would, yes, she's tired and she's a headache and all that is really true. Her entire life has just changed. She has 2 kids under 28 months. Like, under 2 years, that's a lot of kids. That's a lot of responsibility. There's stressors that come along with it. Her body has changed. She might be having some body image issues and not feeling sexual and not feeling sexy. That's really, really common with women. And I would say what you should do is lose this girlfriend with benefits and have a talk with your wife and try to work on your own sexual relationship and tell her how you've been feeling. You said that you told her that you really need it. And I would think that maybe she really needs some stuff too. So maybe if you could kind of warm her up with a massage or draw her a bath or do something that like take care of the kids one day. I mean, those kind of things will really help her. If you're like, you know what, I got the kids today, and you let her go off and do something, and then she comes home and you draw a hot bath for her. A hot bath for her, and you give her a sensual massage. I mean, she probably needs a massage really badly right now, having 2 small children running around the house. And that's where I'd focus your energy on repairing your relationship and not going outside the relationship, especially if you've never talked to her about it.
Yeah, definitely drop the girlfriend because that's a ticking time bomb.
Yeah.
And if it does,
it's not going to work.
Yeah. And if it does go wrong, you think your life sucks now. It's going to really suck when you have to pay for 2 kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Until they're 18 years old.
Yeah. I know, Tim, I'm sorry that you're – I know – and Tim, I get emails like this all the time from men and who are having a hard time with their wives having babies, and it's – sex is just not as free-flowing. But
yeah,
everything passes. Okay, next. Hello, Emily. The other night, my wife and I tried something new. My wife gave me – or I gave her. I don't know how it works – a butt job. It's like boob sex, but with her butt cheeks. So he, instead of rubbing his penis between her breasts, he rubbed it between her butt cheeks, but it's not anal sex.
Okay.
It was hot as hell, and I came hard and fast. Just thought you'd be interested in new things people are trying. Keep up the sexy work, Tyler.
Did Tyler invent this? I've never even seen this before or heard of it.
I know. You know, I just had a flashback to the porn. Do you remember when that woman, speaking of boob jobs, when a guy, what are they called? What's it called when a guy has sex with your boobs?
Oh, it's a titty F.
Titty F. This woman, this porn star, when we were having porn and pizza night, she spit, like she was very salivic.
Mm-hmm.
She had lots of saliva and she spit in her, she had large breasts.
Yeah.
And she was with a man with a huge, huge, huge penis, and they were doing the titty
stuff, and mm-hmm. she spit. So it was but it was so much saliva.
It was a lot of lubrication.
It was so much that I don't even know how she got that much, but it was real from her mouth, and then he was doing it. So anyway, I just
was
like,
it
flash.
Amazing? Like, how much porn did you guys watch
a
together?
A lot. We were flipping around watching porn. It was super fun. I wish you were there.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, missed it.
I was dying of a heart attack.
But Tyler, I love when people share sex things with me. Like, I want to know, what are you all doing out there? What have you done lately interesting that's, you know, sexy that we wouldn't know about?
Yeah, email and too
me.
Bad he came.
Feedback at sexwithemily.com.
He sent this too late. He could have been in the running for the best sex tip.
I know.
The giveaway.
I know.
We
but this but week we're doing a giveaway. Oh, we're doing a giveaway this week, too, which I'm going to mention in a few seconds.
Okay, good.
After we get through the emails. Hi, Emily Menace. I love your show. It's definitely helped me evolve sexually and make me want to be more adventurous. Question for you. I've been doing some online dating lately, and a problem throughout my dating life is that as soon as I really like someone enough to sleep with them, I want sexual exclusivity. I'm not asking them to be my boyfriend yet. How soon can I ask a man for his sexual exclusivity? How many dates? Sex is such an intense and intimate thing for me that I don't really like the idea of my partner being with anyone else, so I don't want to increase the risk of STDs. In today's dating scene, everyone just sleeps with everybody. After 2 to 3 dates, and men in general don't seem to feel the way I do. I know it's because I have over 7 times more oxytocin, but I'm still as horny as they are. Signed, Julia. That was a very smart email, Julia.
Oh,
because
Julia.
It's true that I'd say it's more typical than not that women sleep with a man and they want a boyfriend. They want to connect. They want to have a relationship after they sleep with someone. They just do. And she mentioned oxytocin, which is the cuddle hormone and the connection hormone, the hormone that makes you want that with someone after you sleep with them. A lot of women have that. How soon can you ask him for a sexual exclusivity? I would say just, I don't know. I mean, it's a case-by-case basis. It depends what I think you got to wait a little bit to talk about the relationship. You got to get to know someone first because I think it's wrong. I think when you jump into sex too quickly and then because you're having – your hormones are raging and you're feeling really attached to this person, you then assume that, oh, this must mean I want sexual exclusivity, but yet you might not even know this person yet. So I just think I wouldn't jump the gun and try to nail this guy down just because you nailed him. I would wait a while and get to know the person before you ask. And you don't have to sleep with someone after the second, third date. You could just date people, get to know them, take sex out of the equation. Maybe that's a good thing for you, Julia, is to not sleep with them right away and really get to know a person and then decide and then have sex with them and then decide if you want to be sexually exclusive. But if you're sleeping with them after 3 dates and asking for exclusivity, I'm not sure what kind of success you're going to have with that.
And this is my thoughts on it. When I'm sleeping with somebody, I would like the same thing. I would like exclusivity, you know, but I don't expect it unless I'm in a relationship.
Right.
And am I going to, you know, bring that up immediately after we start having sex? No.
Don't you bring know? It up, Julia, right away.
Yeah, you're
going to
scare them off. And
men get scared.
And you can't expect it unless you're in a relationship. I'm sorry.
Right. But she's saying, I want to be in a relationship. And she wants to be sexually exclusive, which is essentially being in a relationship, right?
If you're sexually exclusive. She wasn't saying that, though. She was kind of saying, like, when I start sleeping with them, that's what I want.
Right.
And it wasn't – the relationship factor wasn't coming in immediately.
Right. All she wants is sexual exclusivity, but she's not asking for them to be her boyfriend yet, she says.
Yeah. See, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work, Julia. I would just say don't sleep with them right away if you can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women can't. A lot of women, like – I was going to say that I think I can handle that, but a lot of women, like I've been able to sleep with men and have it more compartmentalized like men because men can sleep with more women and typically the way they're wired mm-hmm. and compartmentalize that. Like they can be like, I'm with this woman and it's not separate and I like them both, but it's not affecting me. But women have less ability to do that once they sleep with someone. So
they get all crazy.
Yeah, but I don't. I was born more like a man, I think, but that's just – separate point.
With no penis.
Without a penis. Although I wish I had a penis yesterday for this toy that you're going to do when you lose the bet.
Oh.
Dear Emily and Menace, love the show. Have to admit that it really helped me helps me get through my day at work. I was listening to another podcast at work called Fun Employment Radio, and they brought up something that they heard that Mormon people do called soaking.
Yes.
Have you heard this?
Explain it, and then I'll tell you.
From what I heard on Fun Employment, soaking is when Mormons who want to experiment with sex... Mormons who want to experiment with sex but still want to stay pure has the guy insert his penis into his partner's vagina, but there is no thrusting. I was wondering if there's any truth to this. Love the show, and I always look forward to new episodes. Later, from Kurt.
Well, half my extended family's Mormon. My best friend is Mormon.
Right.
I'm not Mormon.
No.
I've heard every story
about
Mormons, and I have not heard this one.
Okay, so this is what we found out. Although there's not a lot of factual information about soaking, there's a lot of talk about it. Mormons are against premarital sex, so there is so soaking is trying to get around not having sex. He puts his penis in her vagina, but you don't move. Not even a single pump, rub, wiggle, or jiggle, nothing. You just lay there soaking. The idea is to have sex without having sex, which to me is like, you'd have to be miracle worker. Can you imagine just sticking your penis in and not moving it?
Yeah.
Like, is it erect? Like, it's got to be erect.
Yeah,
to get inside,
of course.
But you don't move it. That's so weird. I haven't heard this. I got to ask my – go ask your Mormon relatives.
How long do you soak for? How long do you just sit there and soak?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say. But can you imagine? Like, what is the point? Like,
okay. Let me ask you this question.
What?
Now, if someone has soaked, do you believe that they are still a virgin?
I hate those questions. Like,
why?
Well, because people are always like, am I still a virgin if blank? Am I still a virgin if blank? Like, I feel like – yes, I feel like you're not. I feel like you are no longer a virgin if a man stuck his penis inside of you, even if he just sat there and didn't do anything.
We agree on something.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, where is
there should be, there should like balloons confetti. Be falling right now.
We should have, like, confetti. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. I
That's
love when we
weird.
Agree. I
know. That's so weird, right?
That's so weird, man. Okay, let's get into some teasing.
Oh, God.
Teasing.
This is going to be torture.
No.
This is going to be, like, teasing me.
This is teasing you. This is my way of teasing Menace by talking about teasing. Okay. Oh, first let me mention our new contest for listeners.
Okay.
Here's our latest contest this week. We did do a show on this a few weeks ago, but we want to know, what is your first date deal breaker? What is the one thing that will guarantee a no for a second date? Send us your deal breakers and you could win a special prize. And we're going to pick the best one. And you could – a lot of people are posting on my Facebook page, which is Sex with Emily, or through Twitter, or feedback at sexwithemily.com.
All right. Good.
Why? Which
– now that you got that over, I came up with my idea if you lose the bet.
Uh-oh. What?
My idea, and it's going to be – this is all for the listeners. It's not for my enjoyment, is that if you lose the bet that Mila goes on this – actual date, that you will have to eat 2 bananas on camera. Can you do that?
Why?
I'm just saying. That's it. That's the bet. Can you handle it or can't handle it?
2 bananas at once?
No, just 2 bananas. One
like
right.
Like one after. No,
yeah,
I can
or
get
like
full.
During the show. A banana.
I eat a banana. Will Why? Because you think it's like simulating like. Like it's like a
penis? I don't think it is.
I'm
just
talking
think,
into this phallic microphone all day.
Well, I'm just saying that I believe it's just you eating a banana. Listeners might think something else.
Menace.
Will you take on this challenge?
Yes, I will eat a banana. Can I just eat one? 2 is too filling.
It's an effing banana.
I all right, filled.
It has to be a very large banana. It can't be one of those small ones.
I will eat a large banana on air.
It has to be like the biggest banana you can find.
Okay. You have to find the banana then.
Okay. I will find a banana.
Okay.
But that sucks that I have to actually have sex with a goddamn toy.
By yourself. It'll be okay. You're going to love it.
Mm-hmm. But I hope you lose. And then you get to enjoy a delicious banana. That's all I'm thinking about is you eating a delicious banana. Maybe the listeners think something else. I don't know. But it'll be very good for the video podcast.
Okay. I love it.
They're so rooting for her to go on this date, too.
We should recap it in case you missed the beginning of the show. That Mila Kunis is apparently – there's a sergeant in Afghanistan who made a YouTube video just for Mila Kunis and asking her to go to this ball, this sergeant's ball. And apparently she said she was going. Now she's not going. Then she is going and she's not going. And I'm saying she's never going to go. And Menace says she's going.
She's
an actress.
Go.
That's the deal.
All right.
She's not going to go.
You're going to eat a banana.
Menace is going to masturbate with a toy. Okay. Teasing. We're going to talk about teasing.
Oh, God. Here
no,
we go.
Teasing is good.
Is it?
Teasing and anticipation are big parts of sex. Because if you think about it, how many times is the buildup of sex better than the actual sex? Think about it. The teasing, the anticipation, when you first start liking someone. That
That's
newness,
such a woman thing for you to say.
I'm a woman.
Okay.
But it's true, I think, that even... Think
I
about
believe that's true for women, yes.
You don't believe it's true for men sometimes? That the first time or that newness and the excitement?
No. They want to stick it in.
One great way to turn up the heat in a relationship during times of intimacy is to employ teasing. Teasing or gameplay can be a fun, memorable way to enjoy erotic fun. Okay? So start the day with a teasing thought. In the morning, tell your partner that you have something excited planned for that evening, but don't tell her what it is. So this is like a tip for a guy or a girl. Just be like, tonight, oh my God, we're going to totally go out. I'm going to do something to you tonight that's going to blow your mind. And that's teasing. That's like gets it in your mind all day. And you're like,
it's
I'm
purely sexual though?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean? I'm not like teasing you and you're going to come home and have a new camera or something, which will probably turn you on. But that's.
Oh, that would so turn me on. You would tease the F out of me if you said, you know what, I got this new electronic
device.
I'd be like,
I'm giving you the GoPro.
Oh, no.
Did you ever get it?
Okay. No, not yet. I will before I go to Chicago.
Okay, so tell her what you're thinking. So say, like, I plan to undress you later and use my tongue this way and touch your breasts slowly and sensually. Like, start to build the teasing and the anticipation. Okay, so for the woman or for the guy. Mm-hmm. I think if I texted a guy that I was seeing was like, I can't wait. Like, last night was so hot. I can't wait to kiss you later, suck you or something. Like, that's a way of teasing. That's a way of getting your brain excited and ready for sex. Especially people, which one of the most common things we get asked and talked about is lack of, that couples, we just had an email about this, that lack of sex drive, couples no longer want to have sex anymore. So teasing is a great way to spark that interest again in your love life. Let their mind work on it throughout the day. Even though it seems predictable, if you tell them that you plan to seduce them that night, it does build anticipation for the rest of the day to think about what's coming. So that's how you start teasing in the morning. Just be like, I've done that. Like, tonight's going to be hot, or I just keep thinking about you, or a little text during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can send a message also that, you know, send a text message that's sexy and, well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Sex messages says hot. Okay. Take a little detour. When they get home from work, give a warm bath, glide a washcloth over their body, make sure to cover every inch. Like, so just do some teasing, nice long massages. Don't actually get into the sex yet. So teasing your guy. Here's how to tease a guy.
Tell me.
And then we're going to get teasing
one. Tell me the torturous things that you would
do. Arouse them when there's no chance of immediate fulfillment. Maybe it's a hand on the pants under the table at a wedding. Maybe it's a slight graze at a cocktail party. So haven't you ever been with a woman and on a date and you're like at the bar, the club, or at a wedding even, and she just like puts her hand on your pants or...
Don't like it.
You really don't?
Don't like it.
Why? It's so hot. Doesn't it make you get excited for later?
Remember I told you I don't want them to touch my penis unless it's erect.
Well...
You know?
Well, it will get erect after she touches it under the table at
the
wedding.
No, it won't. I'll be like, what are you doing? I want to gesture and let her know it's erect, and then she can touch it in a public place. That would be fine. Then I would embrace it. But I don't want just some random hand down my pants without having an erection.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I'm not comfortable in that situation.
But that would give you an erection, and then she touched it again, and it would be hard.
It would not.
Okay.
It would not give me an erection.
Not you, but some men.
I just know, and
let me just give my perspective.
Okay.
I know that I've done this before to men, and it makes them erect and hot.
Yeah.
Or you can take their hand and put it up your dress, your skirt, and be like, I'm not wearing any underwear or something like that. Just send teasing, anticipation for later. Just work with me.
Okay. I am working with you. I'm just letting you know.
Okay. Talk suggestively to them on the phone when they're at work. They won't be able to talk suggestively back, but they're going to obsess about you all day.
Yeah.
So like if I called you at work and you're like, you're like typing or whatever, I'm like, man, it's so hot and da 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 da. Okay.
Call them a whore and a bitch. They'd love that.
Bring them to the point of no return and then repeat, but not too many times. So you're like, so when you're fooling around, like about to orgasm maybe, but then I stop and I slow down and then you start again. And you're like, you're probably thinking that's really annoying because I just want to orgasm. But there's something really hot about starting and then stopping and then starting and then stopping. That's teasing.
No, but remember, you know, I am about pleasing the lady as long as she doesn't. As long as she orgasms, like, I don't mind, like, holding off.
Right.
You know, I got to make sure she's...
But this is, like, for you. This is, like, teasing you. Like, for example, a woman could be performing oral sex on you.
Mm-hmm.
And she could be performing oral sex. And right when you're about to orgasm, she could stop. And then, like, start again. And then just keeps increasing the tension. And then
how long did she stop for?
I don't know, a few seconds. She slows down. Like, let's say you're just about to orgasm. So it's, like, a way of stopping, starting. It's
okay.
Just... hot.
As long as her, like, she doesn't leave the premise.
She's not leaving and tying you up. and stealing your wallet. Don't worry.
Yeah, but as long as like her head isn't leaving
the area. No, she's not leaving the area. She's just slowing down when you're about to orgasm.
That's fine.
It's kind of hot because you're about to orgasm, but then you don't, but then you do, then you don't, then you're about to, and then you finally do. Oh, my God.
Or she does something cheesy where she like takes her head up and then she like puts her head all the way back. She's looking at the ceiling and goes, ugh, like she's trying to be sexy. Then I would be.
Wait. What do you mean when she looks
when women try to be sexy, I think it's so comedic.
Like, how do women try to be sexy? I hope I don't ever do that.
When they try to, you know, I don't know, just try to make sexy sounds and, like, I don't know.
Women aren't trying to make sexy sounds. Women make sexy sounds because sex makes you make sexy sounds.
I know, but sometimes.
I just want to, like, slap you sometimes.
Why?
Not in a bad way. Like, slap these thoughts out of your head. Like, I want to just, like, like, banish them.
Why can't I find it funny sometimes, though?
You can find it funny, but women make noises when they're having sex because it feels good. Like, they're not, like, faking it noises. Like, I mean, maybe they're trying to sound like a porn star. Is that what you mean? Like, the women who, like, do a porn star? Like,
Yeah.
Or, and like, then, like, baby, like, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
But just the noises that women make is freaking hot, I think. Don't you think it's hot when a woman is making sexual noises sometimes if they're not fake?
Yeah.
Or you just would rather just quiet the whole
time? No. If it doesn't seem...
Could you please just be quiet from beginning to end? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's just as long as it doesn't seem like too like cheesy and fake.
Okay.
Got it. Has to be really, really
realistic. No cheesy, fake noises, women.
Yeah.
Okay, tantalizing tips for the bedroom. Play an erotic game. Sexy games like Dirty Dice or the Kama Sutra game are really good ways to introduce new ideas into your lovemaking. Plus, it takes the pressure off you to initiate sex. Hinder one of their senses, blindfold them, or tie their hands to the bedpost. We talked a lot about this yesterday, how hindering one sense enhances all the other senses, and they don't know what's going to happen next. I know Menace doesn't like to be blindfolded, but you could blindfold your partner and, like, tease him with a feather. Like, use a feather or blindfold, for example, so you don't know what's going to happen next. Let's say I'm blindfolded, and you have a feather in your hand. Run the tip of the feather over their body. It can be any kind of feather. Twist it as you go. Twist it, move it around. The feather, like, feels amazing. The key, you know, and you... If they have a blindfold, they don't know what's going to happen next. Then you could use, like, ice, and you could use different sensations because they don't know what's going to happen, and it's a tease, and it builds. Okay, how to tease her different hot spots. This is about how to tease her since you need to.
So you put the $100 in front of them, and then you pull it back real quick. Right?
Right.
You take the $100 bill, and then you bring it back, and you put it in your pocket. Is that how you tease them?
That's hot. I do love a man. I do love a man with a wad of cash. I have to say, a man who's got like pulls out a wad of cash from his pocket.
Are you serious? Because
I'm like a gold digger.
There's video out there of you saying that, and I thought you were being sarcastic.
I was being sarcastic, but it's
so
funny.
You're not being sarcastic now.
No, I'm being funny. Like, I think something is hot about when a guy's like, "I've got a wad of cash, and I'm going to pay for you. Like, here's $100. Like, that's hot. I mean, it's not like, oh, my God, my dream man better have a wad of cash on him at all times, and that's what I'm looking for in a man. But there's something hot about a man with a wad of cash. Like, there just is. Sorry. It's primal.
It just seems so cheesy. Again, going back to the used car salesman.
You have to get rid
no,
of
sorry.
All
the
your...
problem is I'm visualizing the guy that was doing that during the video with, and he was so gross.
I know.
So that's why I have that vision right now.
Right. I got it. Okay. So before you kiss her, this is how to tease her hot spots.
And you kissed that guy too. That was
I didn't
gross.
Kiss him. This is for a video that I did that maybe you'll all see one day, but it was for a reality show. And he kissed me 3 times. He tried to kiss me on
so
the lips.
It was so bad. I was cringing the entire time.
Oh, my God. You were cringing.
Jesus. I was showing people and they were cringing too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Before you kiss around her lips. Give her a peck and move around her mouth. This is the tease. Don't go right to the mouth. Kiss around the mouth. Gently breathe on her neck before you go in for a deep kiss. Move your lips lightly around her cheeks and under her chin. Do you know how good it feels when a man kisses all around your face before the lips? Because everything, I say this, but everything that extends, so you have your erogenous zones, like your lips, 3 inches outside of those erogenous zones are also really hot and sexy. So kiss around it. Before you play with her breasts, touch around her breasts and contour them with your palm. Slide your fingers between them lightly. Touch her nipples with the middle of your palm, but don't go right into it. Brush against her breasts with your lips softly.
Okay, I can agree with that. That's
okay,
fine.
Can you?
But that's all teasing stuff? I thought that's just stuff that you
That's
do.
Foreplay, but that's teasing too, because that's not just like, oh, here's your breast. I'm just going to squeeze your breast. It's like I'm going to like gently brush them and tease them and do all these things. Before you perform oral sex on a woman, kiss and lick around her vagina and caress her inner thighs. And just like that, cut her off. She'll go crazy. But when you start again, she'll be much more turned on and closer to orgasm. So you start and you start moving towards her vagina, but you stay with the inner thighs and all that stuff. And then you stop and then you start again and then you stop and you start again. So before you penetrate her, enter her for just a second with your fingers or your tongue. Penetrate her for only about an inch of your penis, just for a short moment. It may take some serious discipline on your part, but if you can manage it, she'll be in near frenzy. So it's like getting her to, like, she wants you so bad and getting her to, like, beg for it, ask for it. And so you just do a little bit and then you pull out. A little bit, you pull out. Do you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done that?
Of course. What? Why'd you almost spit all over the place?
I don't believe you. Okay, orgasm denial is a whole thing. Do you know about orgasm denial?
No, but it sounds torturous.
It's a fun and frustrating technique. The basic idea is simple. Prevent your partner from having an orgasm for a length of time. You can decide how long of a time. So over time of not having an orgasm, the sexual tension builds up and your partner becomes perpetually aroused. So some couples delay it for a day, 2 weeks, a week, whatever you want. Like you're like, you don't, you're like, you're not allowed to orgasm. But you keep... And a lot of couples who have issues with sex or who have problems around orgasm, sometimes you just take intercourse off the table and you just say, we're just going to play with each other's bodies and turn each other on, but we're not going to bring ourselves to orgasm. That's what a lot of sex therapists do with couples. They're like, don't have orgasms. Like the first 3 days of this week, don't focus on the orgasm. Focus on all the other things. And then when you finally do have the orgasm, it's like this amazing, explosive, crazy thing.
It sounds like money will rain from the skies and all my problems will be fixed in the
world. Exactly. So just do a little teasing. But that's what I've got for you on teasing. And tomorrow's teaser, what's your fantasy? What are the top fantasies for men and women? I want to know. Tomorrow we'll talk about fantasies at the top of the charts for men and women. Don't forget to send us your deal breakers also, and you can win a special prize. So tomorrow's all about the top fantasies for men and women, and we're going to be sharing some tips about exploring your fantasies.
Good.
Good. You like
and
that?
And then, yeah. And then we always have to thank the people that let us use the studios every day.
Yep.
Stitcher, Stitcher.com if you want to read more. Stitcher is a free app that you can download on your smartphone and listen to the show every single day. It's really simple. You just search Sex with Emily and you're for Friends with Benefits member. All you got to do is type in your passcode once. You'll never have to do it again.
Exactly.
And your phone will alert you every time a new podcast is available.
Exactly. And we love everyone for becoming Friends with Benefits members. I can't tell you how much it means to us, to both of us, to all of us, for letting this Sex with Emily enterprise thrive. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. One of the reasons you're able to listen to us for free is because of the incredible people at Good Vibrations. Good Vibrations is a sex-positive store carrying the best toys with an informative website at goodvibes.com. I got my very first toy from Good Vibrations, so I've been a fan for a long time, and they never disappoint. They have a huge online store, goodvibes.com, and you can literally find anything on there from toys to DVDs to games. Just click on the Good Vibrations banner at sexwithemily.com and enter coupon code GVEMILY20 for 20% off on orders of $100 or more. So check it out. You'll help yourself, and you'll help keep Sex with Emily free, just like it should be. Thanks for listening. I promise your sex life will improve.